quite a nice example. So here we've defined an array of presidents. We have 10 presidents from Washington through Tyler. And we have various source methods, and as again in I don't actually know what Java does, but in Perl you're allowed to have arbitrary sorts by changing the source method, the criteria for sorting you can do the same thing here. So here we have a button so that when we click down this alphabetical button, it sorts the presidents in alphabetical order. If we press the chronological, it does it in chronological order. And in the order of name length, it should be in order of the number of characters in the name of the president. So that's done. So here we define, so when you did the click here, we have an onClick function called sortIt, and sortIt basically uses the intrinsic method sort of the array object, and it gives the sort method a pointer to a comparison function, and these comparison functions are defined up here, but compare length and compare string. So that's a reasonably interesting method to look at. So actually we now have the formal definition of an array. So actually the arguments of the array are the initial size and optionally the initial values that you just put after each other. So if you want to define initial values, you can just put them in a string separated by commas after the initial size, which is the first argument of array.